Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. I'm super excited to have you guys joining me here today for another phenomenal show. And so today's topic is about fear, and specifically the fear of success. So that's what we're going to be talking about and chatting about today. And if you think about fear and you jump over to our friends on dictionary.com, they have a definition of fear that I want to share with you. And so the definition of fear from dictionary.com is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, or etc., whether the threat is real or imagined, or the feeling or condition of being afraid. And so a lot of times when we hear the word fear, and when we think about fear, we're thinking about fears and phobias that we have. So I'll tell you about the first time I think I can relate to fear. And so, and this is based off in an account from my mother, of course. Big shout out to Betty Mitchell. But when I was little, we went to the beach, and I was really little. I don't even remember how old I was, but I was really little. And we went to the beach, and my mother and father were going to take me into the water. This was Virginia Beach. So I'm going down to, you know, experience the ocean, but I'm scared. I have this fear. For whatever reason, I have this fear. So when I turn around to go back to them, there's a dog on the beach. So I'm scared of the dog. I have a fear of the dog. And so now I'm left with no option, seemingly, because I've got the fear of the water that some kind of way has come about me. I'm not going to go into the water. And then this dog is looking at me on the beach, and I'm now have this fear of the dog, and I don't want to go that way. So even today at my current age, which I'm not going to mention, I do have some fear of dogs if they jump up on me. And I never learned to swim. I do like being around the water, and I don't mind putting my feet in the water, but actually letting the water take over and me dancing with the water and floating with the water, that's still something I need to work on. And so some of you may be able to relate to different fears that you may have. You might have some phobias. You might be scared of certain animals or scared of different things. I remember I was watching This Is Us, which is on NBC, and the last episode, a bird, just a regular ordinary bird, flew into the house, and the father in This Is Us was like terrified of birds. And so they're freaking out, and he's trying to get the bird out of the house and knocks the lasagna on the floor and all this other kind of stuff. So you might be thinking through your mind now what type of fears and maybe phobias you have. But today, I specifically want to talk about fears that we don't mention often. And this conversation is really tailored to and targeted to my entrepreneurs, my small business owners, my thought leaders, coaches and consultants, and speakers and authors. I want to talk about the fear of success. I want to talk about the fear of success, the fear of visibility, because often when we hear the word fear, we think about the things that I just mentioned, the dogs, or we're scared of heights, or we're scared of whatever. I have one of my friends, Christina, she's scared of steps that you can see, where you can see through the steps. So she does not go up steps. steps where you can see through the steps. And she also has a fear of escalator. Okay, so we're used to all of those fears. But what if your fear is around success? What if you are scared of actually making it? What if your fear is about you actually succeeding? And how I got this kind of thought in my mind and for this discussion today was around speaking to a client who actually scheduled a consultation with me to discuss my Platform Builder program, which is an open enrollment through November 25th. And it's a 12-month group coaching program for a select number of female entrepreneurs who will work with me for the entire year of 2020. So they are jumping into the next decade with building their platform, building their influence, their visibility, which is going to translate into generating more revenue. And so as I was talking to a client who is signing up and enrolling in this program, we started talking about the products and the services that she has. And so she has one product, and she said to me, I haven't put it out there because what happens if it blows up? What happens if I really like put this out? She's selling the product now, but what happens if I really put this out and I can't handle the volume, or it blows up more than I anticipated? And so I said to her very clearly, and I'm saying to you that are listening in, because you may have thought that yourself about something that you're working on or something that you want to work on. And I said to her very clearly that, my friend, is the fear of success and the fear of visibility. And so I'm just wondering if you've ever had those thoughts or ever had those experiences, because they are real. Everyone is not scared of failure. Everyone is not sitting back saying, I'm scared that this won't work. I'm scared that this won't solve a solution. There are people on the other side saying, you know what? I'm scared that this will work, and what's going to happen when it does work. And so how does fear show up? How does fear show up in particular, again, small business owners, entrepreneurs? Let's talk about a couple of ways that this type of fear, the fear of success and the fear of visibility, how it shows up. So number one, that you can identify it. Okay. Fear shows up. Number one, if you're taking notes, fear of success shows up when you hold back on doing something. So number one, you hold back the reins on doing something. And so in this case with this client, she has one product that she is selling, but she's held back really putting it out into the world. What does that look like? Maybe you don't create a website and you know, hey, I really do need a website, but I'm holding back on doing that because then that means more people are going to know about what I have to offer and what I have, the problems that I solve for them, and it might blow up. You may hold back on telling people about what you have, about your business on social media. Sometimes I look at people on social media and I look at their pages and I think, I know they do XYZ. I know they offer XYZ, but there's really no mention of it on social media. So fear of success may show up that way when you hold back from telling people on social media what you have to offer. Fear of success may show up where you don't offer your consultations freely. So there are people who have offer free consultations so that you can find out about their service that they have, but they don't let you know that they have consultations and that they have some complimentary consultations. Perhaps you don't share some good news that happened with your business. Maybe you were featured on a podcast. Maybe you were featured on a blog, but you don't share that. Why? Because you have a fear of success and a fear of visibility. Now, visibility is, oh my goodness, a spotlight is going to be shined down on me, and that makes me uncomfortable and that makes me scared. Another way that fear can show up is in perfectionism. Fear can show up, and the fear of success specifically can show up as perfectionism. And you're like, no, you know what? I'm working on this book. I've been writing this book for 4 years, and I've had it edited 3 or 4 times, and I just want to get it just right. That's perfectionism, because guess what? It's never going to be just right. And that's really a shield for you, because you're really potentially scared of what happens when this book does get out into the world. Let's look at the recent launch of the Disney streaming app. So there's been a buzz all around social media about Disney and the new streaming app, and there are tons and tons of people that are signing up for it. Guess what? There have been a super duper amount of glitches with that launch. And some people have even reported that there have been more errors than there have been shows. But guess what? People are sticking with it. People that love Disney shows, they're sticking with it. What if Disney said, you know what? We are not putting this out until it's perfect. We're not launching this until it's perfect. No, they put it out and they will correct and update as they go. Think about Facebook. Facebook doesn't look anything like it looked when it first launched. But what if the leaders of Facebook said, we're going to wait until this app is perfect before we put it out, because we're scared of what is going to happen. We're scared. We have the fear of success. No, they put it out, and then they have corrected and they have updated the Facebook app every so often. And sometimes it feels like daily, weekly, they are always updating. But guess what? Some of you listening to me probably wouldn't even know about this show and this podcast if it were not for Facebook. So the second way that fear shows up, and fear of success in particular, is around perfectionism. It is a shield for you because you're saying you're trying to get things perfect, but guess what? It'll never be perfect. You have to get it out into the world. And then the third way that fear can show up is by declining opportunities. There are opportunities that are coming your way, and you may be declining them. They may be speaking opportunities. They may be networking opportunities. They may be interview opportunities. They even may be new customer opportunities, and maybe you don't call that customer back. That could be the fear of success. I am scared what happens if this really works? That can be a way that fear shows up for you in your business and in whatever you are doing, is if you are finding yourself consistently declining opportunities. Let me recommend a book. If that one really hit home for you and resonated, I recommend the book by Shonda Rhimes, who's the creator of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal. She wrote a book called The Year of Yes. The Year of Yes. You can pick it up anywhere. And she was in that place of always declining opportunities and declining really, really big things. And so she had 1 year where she just said yes to everything. So you got to check that out. So if you're saying, okay, Charvette, I think I am dealing with the fear of success. So what do I do now? Let me just share 3 things with you around dealing with the fear of success. Number one, play a trick on yourself. Here's a trick. This is what you say to yourself. When you feel that fear of, oh my goodness, this may really work, and this may really blow up. Do this trick. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? So in the case of my client who's signing up for my platform builder program, and her fear of success of, when I put this product out, really put it out, and it blows up, and maybe I can't handle the load. Well, let's think about this. What's the worst that could happen? If you put your product out and you get a bunch of orders, that means you're getting more money. Well, more money means you'll have access to more resources to be able to hire people to help you. All right. So you can see how you can talk yourself down from the ledge. Number two, the second way you can deal with the fear of success is to take yourself out of the equation. Yep. I'm sorry to kind of bust your bubble, but this is really not about you. Your product, your service, what you have to offer the world is for the world. There's someone that has a problem and you have a solution, and it behooves you to make sure you get that solution and that product, that service out to the world. Shame on you if you don't. Shame on you if you don't. So take yourself out of the equation. Take how you feel out of the equation and only think about your customers and those that your product and service is for. And then the third thing is that you can just do it scared. You can do it afraid. That's the third way to deal with the fear of success and the fear of this may actually work. This may actually happen. To do it scared. Just do it anyway. That is the tip for you for dealing with the fear of success. So I just wanted to jump in on your iPod, iPhone today. You might be listening from an Android. You might be listening from Charvette.com. You may be listening from any of our mobile apps and any of our broadcast stations. And I just wanted to drop this fear of success thought on you to see if you can recognize for yourself if you're dealing with that. And then hopefully these tips and these tricks will help you move forward. Again, if you are a female entrepreneur and you are interested in elevating your visual brand, increasing and getting really stable and secure around speaking engagements, if you are interested in writing a book, I invite you to join me in that process in 2020. If you want to work on your products and your services, your email marketing, your consultations, your launch strategy, it's a whole thing, guys. It's a whole thing. So I have a 12-month program that has is designed to really establish your platform and propel you forward. It's only open for enrollment, again, until November 25th. So jump over to platformbuilder.biz, or if you're hanging out at Charvette.com, there's a link right in the menu that says Platform Builder, and it'll take you right over there so you can see the information and you can apply and schedule a few minutes for us to chat about joining this amazing group coaching program. And again, in my closing words, if you feel like you are dealing with the fear of success or the fear of visibility, again, do a trick on yourself and just ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? The second thing is to take yourself out of the equation, that this is really not about you. It is really about what you have to offer the world through your products and services and the solutions that you offer. And then number three is, guess what? Just do it scared. Just do it afraid. All right. That's the word for today. Thank you so much for stopping by. I'll see you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.